Welcome to KingScottRadioTV.com. We're going to be talking today about wisdom. Now, we're not going to put this in a context of titles and positions. We're just going to be talking about thought. Thought in and of itself is a person. A person that has gone through experiences to bring itself to a conclusion as to who you are, and what you're going to be. The background sounds that you hear is evening light, and we want to light up your mind. We want to get you to understand that this thing called wisdom could be your very best of friends. We're going to get into some of the definitions of wisdom, how it can guide you and show you the right way to live. We're going to be coming from two perspectives, the world wisdom and the Bible biblical wisdom. Believe it or not, they're two different things. We'll be right back. Continue to listen, and we're going to help you out with some knowledge. KingScottRadioTV.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start this journey. First, let's give wisdom an autonomy. Wisdom is often considered a combination of knowledge, experience, discernment, and the ability to make sound judgments. It goes beyond simply knowledge, facts, and involving a thoughtful application of knowledge to navigate life challenges. Wisdom comes with complexities. This is why you have to be able to think and think on your feet. Wisdom often includes a deep understanding of human nature, empathy, and the capacity to reflect. So now that wisdom has a body to work out of, you can begin to identify these things within yourself, your inner being. Wisdom has that capacity to fill you up, and it gives you a light in front and behind. You can always look backwards and see where you come from, and look forwards to see where you're going. One of the main components of acquiring wisdom is knowledge. Having a foundation of information and understanding acquired through learning and experiences. You see, ladies and gentlemen, experience is always the best teacher, but you first must have to learn. You have to invest in some time of reading, analyzation, knowing what you're doing and how you want to do it, and looking at the facts for what they are, not what you want them to be. Wisdom often lives through experiences, often developed through live experience, both positive and negative, which contributes to a broader perspective. You see, you have to be able to balance things. You have to see the good and you have to see the bad. And those balances that you're looking at has to even out within you. You ultimately are the decision maker. You have to decide to go left or right, up or down. In one of those directions, you must go. So it is understandable that you want to be wise about these types of decisions. So ladies and gentlemen, to give you a narrative of what we're talking about today, that being wisdom, I want to share a story with you. This story is wrapped around knowledge, understanding of life. It goes like this. A man was walking down the road and he happened to see a snake that had been injured very badly, run over, beat up, very close to death. The man had compassion for the snake. Well, he decided to pick the snake up, wrap the snake around him, and him and the snake began to talk. He liked the snake, and the snake liked him. They got to be good companions. Well, sooner than later, the snake got healthy, and he bit the person that saved his life. And he looked at the snake, the man, and said, "Why did you bite me? You know that I'm now going to die." The snake looked back at him and said, "You knew I was a snake, and you know snakes bite." That's the crux of wisdom. If you know that you are dealing with people who are unscrupulous, why try to be their friend? Why try to hang in their circles? You see, you understand that they are snakes. They are people that will do you harm. And you have to have the wisdom to know the difference between the two. It's important to understand everyone is not your friend. Everyone can't be your companion. You can be thoughtful and well-deserving of things. And when I say things, I mean just the coolness of people. The way people are deceptive these days, the way life has treated you in your workplace environment, in your personal environment, you have to know the difference and understand people, and wisdom is a huge part of that. Having that wisdom can guide you to a promised land here on earth. A life of sound judgments. You know, if you drink too much alcohol, you will become intoxicated. You have to have the wisdom to say, "That's enough. I need to stop." Wisdom is often applied to everyday situations. Being a good thinker, understanding knowledge, and applying it properly is that light that's in front of you. You don't want to repeat these situations only to be let down once again. We're talking about wisdom, having it, obtaining it, and using it. It is often said that the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving Earth, has a lot of wisdom attached to it, particularly in Proverbs. If you read Proverbs 1, chapter 1, verse 7, it will give you a strong indication as to why wisdom should become your best friend. So this brings me to another point about wisdom. These components that we're talking about are essential to obtaining wisdom. Practical application. looking at things for what they are, not hoping on things as the way that your imagination, your intellect, all these things, it's like a finely tuned engine. Everything must work together. Practical application is looking at the things that are in front of you, understanding the components. The components of this life. Making wise choices is actually very easy. Why would I say that? It's somewhat complicated. It has complexities. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it does. But seeing it for what it is what's important. You understand facts. You understand fiction. Try not to read something into situations that are not there. They're not there. They won't be there. Your wisdom has to discern between the two. So one of the great things about wisdom is that there is an endless supply. You can get as much of it as you can possibly want. That is important to know. You can always take the time to obtain it. It's just a process of thinking. As I said earlier in the broadcast, we're talking about something that should become your best friend. We're going to take a musical break, and then we're going to come back and do the second half of this broadcast. KingScottRadioTV.com.
Free.
Welcome back to KingScottRadioTV.com. We're talking about the subject of wisdom today. Wisdom is often considered a combination of knowledge, experience, discernment, and the ability to make sound judgments. Again, we're talking about wisdom. When we're talking about the perspective of wisdom, the perspective is that ability to see a bigger picture and to consider the long-term consequences or things that may be caused, which are consequences, as a result of that. So rather than focusing solely on the immediate situation, we have to think beyond that. Sometimes we are just so focused on just what it is that we can't see in the long term what it's going to be down the road. So we have to always consider that. That's what wisdom, a part of what wisdom is all about. The other thing, Kevin, that I wanted to talk about was being humble. It's the humility part that also is a great part of wisdom. And wise individuals are often open to learning from others. We can't always think that we know it all, that there's nothing for us to learn, but we have to realize that we can learn from other people just as they can learn from us. We have to recognize our own limitations and admitting when we don't have all the answers.
So when you touched on the consequences, that's a very important factor because it seems that in this millennial generation, we're dealing with people who don't understand the consequences of their actions, which breeds into their lifestyle, into what they do. Mm-hmm. If you sell drugs, there's a consequence mm-hmm. of possibly going to jail. Mm-hmm. Can you give us your opinion on that and how we can attempt to get that message across? Because that's something that's going to impact the public at large.
Well, yes, cause and effect. And I think that the younger kids, I know with people that I am mentoring, I always talk to them about the fact that we don't do anything just haphazardly. You have to recognize and realize that whenever you do anything, there's going to be something that comes as a result of it. It's not just it's there and it's just in the air. Something should always come from it, and preferably something positive. So I always tell my young people, you don't just do things without thinking about, you know, what it's going to cause, if it's going to be a good cause or something negative. So I think that a lot of times the millennials think that there's no purpose for which they do things. But once they recognize that there's a purpose for everything, then they will come to that realization that, you know what, I better think before I act, because when I act, I need to know that there's something that's going to come from that, and we want it to be positive.
Yes, yes. And again, that's an important message to our millennials, but even as adults, we're in our senior stages per se, because we've been around a little while and we understand consequences, but this lesson has to be learned almost immediately because, you know, I often think of that situation when that young 12-year-old was killed because he was trying to steal someone's tires. And the communities at large was horrified. They were horrified that someone would shoot someone over car tires. But when you look at the consequences, you would have hoped that that person would have said, you know what, this is not something that I should be doing for whatever reason. I don't need the tennis shoes that bad to put my life in jeopardy. And that's exactly what happened. He put his life in jeopardy over tires. And, you know, it's...
Right. And I think so often that when someone is doing an act, committing an act or crime, as it turns out to be, that they don't realize the true meaning in life of just why they're doing something. They think it's about fun. Everything is not about fun. You have to get beyond that. This fun to you may affect somebody else's life. So it's not fun. But we have to recognize and realize that it's not just about us. And how do we get that, you know, that attention and that angle to our young people, I think it starts young. But if it's not, then there has to be someone who says, you know what, you see what you caused by doing this? So this is what you have to do. Think before you act. And you have to call them up on it and not just like pat them on the hand. There has to be some real severe consequences.
Now that a few incidences, and this is what we see in the news media. You see a bunch of teenagers or young adults or sometimes kids yes. running in stores taking what they want.
Yes.
And they think that it's okay. On another level, when our former President Trump somehow had something to do with all of those people coming down to the U.S. Capitol and doing what they did. Same thing, different level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just appalling that we're moving in that direction. So there are programs like this, you know, we're trying to tell everyone at his level and at their level, this is wrong. Don't be on the side of wrong, which links back to wisdom. In our former president's case, he certainly had the wisdom to know what he was doing and he shouldn't have done it. In these young people's case, they could try to use that as an excuse, but it's not, because you're taking someone's livelihood when you're taking something that you haven't paid for.
Mm-hmm.
So wisdom is connected to both ends. And I find in the Bible, this is prevalent. This is what we need, in my opinion, to get back to some of those standards where wisdom sets in and says, no, I can't go with you to do that. That's wrong. And I'm going to be strong enough to stand up and not do it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It goes back to even when we were children, knowing that when we were, you know, under peer pressure with our friends, like you were just saying, just to piggyback a little bit about that, just on experiences, we knew that if we did certain things like, I'm going to get in trouble with mama. Mom is not going to like that. My granny is not going to like it. And I'm going to have to face some consequences. So just those things will make you think twice about doing it.
And the fear
yes.
of knowing what mama was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that fear has been removed. You know, it's not always lovey-dovey. Sometimes mm-hmm. tough love is required. And this is to talk to the parents when you have 12-year-olds doing things like this, it somehow extends to you. And now they're talking about holding the parents accountable, because at the ages that they are, it's impossible to think that they would do such a thing.
I know.
But they are.
I know. My mom used to always say, you know, don't put anything past your child. Don't put anything past them. But, you know, we are responsible for teaching them what is right and what is wrong. You know, one thing I want to bring out, Pastor Scott, is when someone commits an act or they say something, most of the time the example that I'm going to use is when someone commits an act. Why is it that they are bold in doing that act, but then they're cowards because they run? They hide. They go undercover. I'm like, if you're so big and bad to do it and you were so bold to do it, be big and bad and bold enough to face your consequences now, because you're going to be found out and you're going to have to face it, whether you like it or not. So why do they run?
Well, as you know, I used to own a school, and I remember telling a parent that his son was jumping down the top of the stairs. And after he jumped, there's a brick wall right there. As soon as you jump, you hit the ground, the wall is right there. And I tried to tell him that this is dangerous, but he did not want to believe me until he did the jump and ended up busting his head.
Oh.
And then they said, well, were you watching him? We told you. We told you what was going on. And you ignored it. And, you know, now when we also look in the clergy community, we had this big issue with T.D. Jakes, his wife, and attending certain parties and things like this. And I've been following it, and it appears from what I see, not what I heard, that people who are held in high esteem are doing some of these things, are at places that they should not be at, in my opinion. A person, they are an adult, they can go where they want to go, but when you stand in front of people and make attempts to tell them how to live, and we find you at places that are inappropriate from a worldly view, being in the position of clergyship, it breeds questions. And so wisdom plays a major part in everything that we do.
Absolutely. And so I always say that the verdict is still out until we get all of the information. Maybe we won't get all of the information, we'll get some. But I'm one who's not there to judge, and neither of us should judge, you know, judge ye not. And so with all of that being said, again, we have to recognize and realize those of us who are in leadership positions, those of us who are in positions where people are learning from us or people look up to us because we are teaching, for instance, the word or teaching in school and all that. So when you are in those positions, you're held to a higher standard.
Yes.
And with that being said, is that I just always remember that we are supposed to avoid even the appearance of evil.
Yes.
And so when someone sees us doing something or when there's something that comes out, then we can be judged because it looks like. And some people don't know that, you know what, let me wait until all the information is in and then I'll get my verdict. But some people immediately will jump on and think that you're guilty just because of association.
Yes. I have examined some of this, and I'm no better than anyone. I just know, and you know some of my background, that I am also a photographer. It's hard for a picture of you dancing and things like is you can't Photoshop that. You know, from my experience, you can't Photoshop it. And some of the photographs that I've seen, I'm in that direction where you should not have put yourself in a situations like that. But at the same time, people are adults and you have to respect that to the utmost, but I certainly don't want to attend a spiritual affair knowing that my pastor or my bishop or my apostle or whomever, however way they address themselves, is at the juke joint shaking. I don't want to see that. That's my personal opinion. So, you know, you have to look at it, but using wisdom, which is our subject matter, this is what comes of it. You see it, you have to make an opinion of it because you have that right and move forward. That's not to say that they have to stay in that position because we all have redemption. But it doesn't look good and being a representative to a degree, that's just not something that I want to see, and wisdom certainly will keep me out of situations like that.
Yes. You know, there's so many sides to that, and I'm in agreement with most of what you said, Kevin. But there are times when maybe we don't even know the reason behind why a person is in a location or
right
at an event.
I agree.
Or around certain ones. Maybe they
was saving souls.
Felt like, yeah, they were going to save some souls or going to make an impact. And as people who are in leadership positions, and I know for me, I'm in a leadership position, I have to sometimes let the people see, not be common with them, but at least let them see that, you know what, I'm real. I can, if I'm still setting an example, I can still be in certain places. And so the reason behind why you're there may not be understood by someone just looking in from the outside.
Yes.
And so we have to look at all of that too. But that's a whole nother
Yes,
subject.
That's another show.
Yeah, a whole nother show. Hindrances, you know, am I a hindrance to someone? Am I being a stumbling block for someone? All of those things are part of wisdom and just knowing when and how and what.
So do you have a couple of more of those nuggets that we're talking about today?
Well, I think that adaptability is one that I want to talk about, because when we become wise individuals, we have to realize that we have to be flexible. And maybe something that we thought we were opposed to before, we got to be flexible, because we maybe have to adapt our perspective because some things have changed. And I think in a situation like you just gave, maybe now adaptability would be at play. Like, now that I'm wise about what a stir this has caused, I will be wiser now in choosing to go in certain arenas, just because I have to adapt to the fact that, you know, it looks like this or it has appeared this way. And, you know, based on that, I can change the circumstances the next time.
Yes, I remember a little while ago, I have a huge Facebook page, over 4,000 members, and I remember a picture being posted. I don't know how the picture got there, but it was too provocative for my taste. But someone else saw it and made an accusation that I, you know, why is it there? And my explanation is I didn't even know it was there, but it was dealt with quickly. So, you know, just because we are in this social media, you have to monitor your page. Certain things that I see or you and I will be looking at and say, no, we don't want that up there. These skimpy bathing suits and all that kind of stuff. I don't want it. Don't need it. You know, it's just you have to make those choices. And before then, I did not have the wisdom to make appropriate choices. I used to just accept people not knowing what they stood for. Now we have to look a little deeper and make sure that they are not misrepresentation in us and what we're doing, because we don't want to be hypocrites. We want to be straightforward and honest. But Lord, when that thing came out, I was like, I don't know how it got there. And either you believed or you didn't. Mm-hmm. Either way, it caused unnecessary trouble for me. And I learned from that. And since then, I haven't made that mistake. Sometimes we'll go over some things together and nope, not that person. Because I mean, it could be a male or a female. If you're not dressed properly, I don't want you on my page. And as soon as I see it, I delete it and I block it. That's the way I deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. So again, that definitely fits into adaptability. When you got new information about what it could cause or what it was about, then you started changing your way of doing things. So you changed the circumstances. One other thing that I have, and I think it's important, is that we talk about when we become wise. I used to always tell my ladies that I was teaching and mentoring that if you're young, you can kind of get away with the excuse of, you know, making some choices that were just crazy choices. But the older we get, we have to recognize and realize that that's not justification. It's not a good excuse. And we should grow. As we gain years, we should gain knowledge and we should gain wisdom and grow in that. And so I said, one thing we don't want to be is old fools.
Right.
We want to be those who are considered to be wise women, women who are able to give other people some advice about things based on their experiences. And so it's a lifelong process, and we will never stop growing in wisdom, because there are always going to be new challenges and new encounters and opportunities for us to grow in wisdom.
I think now that I've gotten older, I understand when my mother would say, or my father,
yeah. Now we know. Things mom and daddy said, it comes to play once we get older. We can say, oh, now I know why they said that. Now I know why they did that.
Yeah, and we think that they're trying to hold us back from something.
I remember I used to always make the statement when I was growing up and I couldn't get my way and do something that my mom was against. And I'd say, I can't wait until I get grown and get on my own. What? I didn't realize what I was saying. You know, did I think that there were not going to be things that I still had to, you know, make choices about or realize that I was still going to be altered and doing this or that? You know, you always have to be accountable.
Yeah, so this particular broadcast is about wisdom. We want to bring in the new year, trying to use as much of it. As I stated earlier, it is something that you can never get enough of. It could be right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's
right in your face.
It's difficult seeing our young adults go through this. This is worse than what the 60s were in the abuse, the theft. I think the District of Columbia had 274 murders. It's, I mean, you know, behind
terrible
craziness. And you know, as we get older, we don't want to see that.
Absolutely. It's just so, so, so sad. I have to bring up something that you just maybe remember. A young girl, 18, had gone off to college and came back for Christmas break and the New Year break. And she had gone to an area that I'm very familiar with, a pretty seemingly safe area. Her parents were great parents. They checked out everything ahead of time as to who was going to be there, what it was all about. And it was a closed event where there were invitations and everybody knew who was going to be there. Well, there were some people who decided that they were going to crash the party and come in. And those who were there said, no, you know, only invited guests. That person got angry that was uninvited. Pulled out a gun and shot this young girl. And she died. 18 years old. A good student. A wonderful, obedient child. Has so many things that she was looking forward to. Aspirations, desires that she had in life. Gone. Because someone wanted to do something violent. So again, we're faced with things. And her parents, you know, our prayers go out to her parents and all of the loved ones, the other students who were there, kids who were just out for a good time. But this child who did this, another young person, didn't realize, again, didn't have the wisdom to know that if you shoot a gun and you hit someone, their life could be altered. And in this instance, her life was taken. A life was taken, this young lady's life.
So this is why KingScottRadioTV.com talks about these issues. We encourage people to go to a Bible studying church to get this wisdom. A lot of it is there. Talking to the senior citizens, a lot of wisdom comes from them. It's not that we're trying to keep you away from anything.
Trying to help you out.
We're trying to help you out and save you if we can.
Yeah.
So that is going to be this show. Was there anything else that you wanted to expound on before we...
One last thing. And I want to just say that wisdom is an excellent quality to have in life. And as time goes and we grow, it will evolve and we'll become more and more wise. And when we become wise, it contributes to a balanced and a very fulfilling life.
Yes. Yes. Well, we're going to close out with some easy jazz. When I used to listen to a lot of James Brown, I Feel Good. Now it's a little bit more mellow.
Subdued, and, yes, absolutely. Get wiser.
Yeah, you're getting wiser. So, again, this is KingScottRadioTV.com. We're going to close out with a little soundtrack, and we'll see you on our next subject matter.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
just like Coltrane. Baby's just like Miles. Baby's just like Alvin when she smiles. Baby wants to know. She wants to know the reason. Got to know the reason why this man has got to go. This man is always leaving. How he hates to say goodbye. What she doesn't know is there really is no reason. Really is no reason why. This man.